You are listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Kat Arney, and with Ben Valsler. And today we're looking at just a handful of the many ways in which nanotechnology may enrich our future lives.
Now, as an understanding of our genes and that of our food and everything else pretty much becomes more important in knowing what diseases we may develop and in fact how to treat them or in fact avoid them, fast and efficient ways to sequence our genomes becomes ever more important. Dr. Henk Postma from the California State University at Northridge thinks that nanotechnology could actually have the answer. Hello, Henk. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, hi, good afternoon.
Well, I hope you've got better weather over there in California than we have here in Cambridge, because we're actually getting snowed on, which I'm sure isn't a problem for you.
Always sunny.
Well, I'm very jealous. But how would we go about, how would we use nanotechnology to read DNA?
The idea has been kicked around by a few scientists for a few years, and the idea is that if you would have somehow two metallic electrodes connected to a single base of a DNA molecule, then if you would read its conductance, you could tell the difference between, you know, the different types of A, C, T, and G. So if you could somehow scan your electrodes on the molecule, you could read off the sequence. Now, what we are planning to do is we're planning to use electrodes that are fixed and then have them immersed in a reservoir of liquid, and we would introduce DNA on one side. Then we would apply an electric field, and the electric field would drive the DNA molecule through that pair of electrodes. And then while it goes through, it zips through, you read off the conductance. So deceptively simple, simple thought experiment, but it turns out it's actually quite hard to do. And people have been trying to do this with big electrodes. Let's say if you make electrodes out of gold materials, they typically are pretty thick. So let's say they would be about 20 nanometers thick. And then your DNA molecule, of course, has a distance between the different bases of 0.3 nanometers. So you would have at any point in time 60 of these bases in between your electrodes. So it's very hard to resolve any kind of electrical signal due to a single base.
So you'd get an indication of what bases might be between your electrodes, but you wouldn't be able to read each one.
Exactly. You would get some kind of a statistical measure of the average, perhaps, or something like that. So what I've been proposing is to use graphene as the electrodes. And graphene is a new material that was discovered by André Heim in Manchester, in your country, about 5 years ago. And it's a single layer of carbon, and it is extremely robust. It is very good electrical conductor. And because it's a single atom thick material, if you would make electrodes out of those, you would be able to resolve the single bases inside the DNA molecule. That's the basic idea of what I've been working on.
Well, it sounds, as you said, a deceptively simple idea. but you also imply that it's just an idea at the moment. Do you think, what do you think the challenges will be until you can actually make this happen?
Well, a few of the things have been solved already by several people in the world. Like, one of the things that you need to do is you need to be able to make a membrane that can be immersed in a liquid and survive, you know, the typical capillary action that is associated with having something as thin as that in the liquid. And people have solved that. They've made thin membranes. One of the other things that you need to do is you need to be able to make a tiny gap. And we've identified a few potential technologies that allow us to make a thin gap. But I think that's the first thing that we're actually working on right now. But that's the first thing that we need to be able to do.
So this would need to be a gap that's exactly the right size to let through DNA one base
exactly.
at a time.
Exactly. So it has to line up very nicely because you know, if you would even make your gap about 1 nanometer thicker, wider than it is in the ideal case, your current drops by several orders of magnitude. So it would be very hard to detect any kind of a signal. That would be the first challenge, I would say.
Okay. And so what are the advantages of doing this? How quickly could you actually sequence, for example, the human genome? We know there are 24,000 ish genes that actually work on a load of stuff that may or may not be junk. How long do you think it would take?
Well, that's actually, the junk DNA is a very interesting issue. We're proposing to just sequence the whole thing, you know, regardless of whether we consider something junk or not, because I think that is an open question whether junk DNA actually has some kind of a function. But anyway, so extrapolating from our read time for a single base, I think we estimated it would be about 3 microseconds. if you would be able to use such a device for one single DNA molecule of the, you know, the human, then it would take about 2 hours to read the whole thing.
That's really incredible. And just one last question. How much is it likely to cost, then, to sequence one human genome?
Well, you would have to get some electrical equipment and make some get some material, of course. Graphene actually is surprisingly cheap. I'm not sure. I mean, the first, of course, you know, my lab is very expensive, but I presume that if you want to do it again, you don't have to make any extra investments. So I won't be able to put a number on it, and certainly that's something that has to be, you know, figured out later. But because it's a, you know, it's a single device and there's no extra preparation that is needed for the DNA material, you can just put it in the liquid and then you'll be done with it. You don't need to do any, you know, PCR amplification or, you know, radio labeling or, you know, fluorescent readout or any gel electrophoresis. All those techniques are not required. It's a very basic experiment, actually.
Fantastic. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us. That's Dr. Henk Postma from the California State University at Northridge, explaining how sheets of graphene could be used for rapid DNA sequencing, making it even more likely that everyone will soon have access to their own genetic profile.
God, I dread to think what's in mine.